ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ చాప్టర్ 2 పాద 4 ప్రాణోత్పత్త్యధికరణం తథా ప్రాణాః గౌణ్యసంభవాత్ తత్ప్రాక్షృతేశ్చ తత్పూర్వకత్వాత్ వాచః సప్తగత్యధికరణం సప్తగతేః విశేషితత్వాచ్చ హస్తాదయస్తు స్థితేః అతో నైవం ప్రాణ అణుత్వాధికరణం అణవశ్చ ప్రాణశ్రేష్ఠ్యాధికరణం శ్రేష్ఠశ్చ వాయుక్రియాధికరణం న వాయుక్రియే పృథక్ ఉపదేశాత్ చక్షురాదివత్తు తత్ సహశిష్ట్యాదిభ్యః అకరణత్వాచ్చ న దోషః తథాహి దర్శయతి పంచవృత్తిర్మనోవత్ వ్యపదిశ్యతే. శ్రేష్ఠాణుత్వాధికరణం అణుశ్చ. దిస్ ఈస్ ద 13th సూత్ర ఆఫ్ ది 4th పాద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ 282nd రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. వి సాప్ టు దిస్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam called jyotiradhyadhikaranam. Jyotiradi adhishtanam tu tada mananat. Jyotiradi adhishtanam tu tada mananat. 14th sutra of 4th pada, 2nd chapter, 283rd running Brahma Sutra. First let us do the general analysis of this adhikaranam with 3 sutras. The adhikaranam is called jyotiradi adhikaranam because the first sutra which we just read begins with the term jyotiradi. And with the last adhikaranam, the mukhya prana topic is over. And if you remember the whole development, the first 3 adhikaranams of this pada, they were dealing with the gauna prana, gauna prana utpatti, gauna prana sankhya and gauna prana parimana. Then the next 3 adhikaranams, they were dealing with mukhya prana utpatti, mukhya prana sankhya and mukhya prana parimana. Those 2 topics are now over. Now some other topic is going to be brought in with respect to gauna prana itself or the karanams, the sense organs themselves, which are 11, 5 jnanendriyas, 5 karmendriyas and 1 antakarana. So from mukhya prana, we are again going back to gauna prana. That means these ekadasha karanani, the 11 sense organs, as I mentioned just now, that is what we are going to deal with again. And what is the topic now? Can the 11 sense organs independently interact with their respective field? Or do they require the grace and blessings of the respective devatas? That is the topic. Can the 11 sense organs independently interact with their respective field, or do they require the grace and blessings of the respective devatas? So devatas anugraha is required or not required is the topic. And to put it in technical language, the ekadasha karanam is called adhyatmam. The field or vishaya of interaction is called adibhutam. And life itself is the interaction between adhyatmam and adhibhutam. This is in technical language. Ekadasha karanani is called adhyatmam. The field or vishaya in which interaction happens is adhibhutam. And the life itself is the interaction between adhyatmam and adhibhutam. Now the question is, can adhyatma karanam directly interact with adhibhutam independently, or do they require the blessings or of the adidaivam or a devata to bless it to for that interaction? So how many adidaivams are there then, devatas? As many karanams are there. We said there are 11 karanams, so there should be 11 adidevatas also. And do we require the devatas anugraha? So the question is it adequate to have adhyatmam and adibhutam only? Or do we need adhyatmam, adibhutam and adidaivam, all 3? That is the question. And if you remember the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Adhishtanam tata karta karanam cha prithagvidam vividhascha prithagchesta daivam chaivatra panchamam daivam chaivatra panchamam. The physical body or the seat of karma, adhishtanam, the doer, or the guna, the various instruments or the organs, various pranas or the bio-impulses, all of them. And the fifth is the presiding deities, daivam chaivatra panchamam. You need all this. And again, next sloka itself. Sharira vangmano bhiryate karma prarabhate naraham nyayam va viparitam va panchayate tasya hetavaham. So right or wrong, nyaya or anyaya, we require devata. That is what we are going to establish in this adhikaram. And this becomes a controversy because we do not see the devatas sitting somewhere and blessing us. We see only in the temple. These are all murtis. We did pratishta. So devatas themselves, we don't see them to sit somewhere and bless us. Our experience is, for example, we have eyes. Our eyes see colors and form. Then why do we require unnecessarily a devata at all? And therefore, there is a controversy. And what is the Siddhanta? Siddhantins, they say devatas are required, is the Siddhanta. And for that, we are going to have again three stages, namely the Purvapakshi Matam, the Ekadeshi Matam, and the Siddhanta. Therefore, Purvapakshi says Shruti is confusing because in some places devatas are mentioned, and in some other places devatas are not mentioned. And therefore, doubt comes whether devatas are required or not. This is Purvapakshi's contention. Since Shruti itself doesn't solve the problem, he says Shruti is apramana. So don't study Vedas. So what are the two Shruti Vakyas kept in mind by the Purvapakshi? One is from Aitareya Upanishad, second chapter, fourth mantra, where it comes, Adityaha Chakshur Bhutva Akshini Pravishate. Adityaha Chakshur Bhutva Akshini Pravishate. Aditya Devata, becoming one with the Chakshur Indriyam, the eye, it is there in the physical Golakam as the Devata Amshaha. Therefore, inside the Golakam, the eyeball of the eye, there are two things. What are the two things? The Chakshur Indriyam, the sense organ, Chakshur Indriyam, the Indriyam of sight. And second one is Surya Devata Amshaha. How do we know? Upanishad says, Adityaha Chakshur Bhutva Akshini Pravishat, it said. Similarly, other indriyas also. In that mantra, all other things are also mentioned. Agnir Vag Bhutva Mukham Pravishat, Vayuhu Prano Bhutva Nasike Pravishat, Adityas Chakshur Bhutva Akshini Pravishat, Dishaha Shrotram Bhutva Karano Pravishan, Oshadi Vanaspatayo Lomani Bhutva Twacham Pravishan, Chandrama Mano Bhutva Hridayam Pravishate, Mrityuhu Apano Bhutva Nabhim Pravishate, Apo Reto Bhutva Shishnam Pravishan. So fire, having become speech, entered the mouth. Senses are inert actually, they cannot move by themselves. Therefore, the pranas and the senses are dependent on the presiding devatas. There are series of mantras talking about the devata amsha plus the indriyam put together in the golakams, the eyeball, the ears, the earlobes. Inside them, the shrotrendriyam is there and also the devata is there. That is why in the Mundaka Upanishad said, Gata kala pancha dasha pratishta devascha sarve prati devatasu. Karmani vijnana mayascha atma parevyaye sarveye kibavanti. In Mundaka Upanishad, at the time of death, the devata amsha goes back to the original devata. The devata aspect that is there in this local indriyam goes back to the samashti, that original devata. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, there is an Arthabhaga Brahmana. Arthabhaga is one rishi. He is a student, let us say. And he is the challenger who challenged Yajnavalkya in Janaka's court. And in the Arthabhaga Brahmanam, there is another mantra
Anyway, we don't have to go to that mantra right now. I'm going to look upon this later. So we want to give only one example. That's what we said just now, Mundaka Upanishad. And there is another mantra quoted by the Purvapakshi from Brihadaranyaka itself in the third chapter, second section, Sutta Mantra. Chakshurvai grahaham sarupenati grahena grihitaham chakshushahi rupani pashyati chakshushahi rupani pashyati. The one sees forms with the help of eyes. So in this statement, the Upanishad does not mention the Devata at all. The Jiva has been mentioned. And Chakshuhu, the Indriyam, the form, the Rupam, perception, they are all mentioned. So Karta is mentioned, Karanam is mentioned, Vishaya is there, but Devata is not set. Therefore it appears, eyes are enough to see the things. And this is also a sample mantra only. There are many other mantras also, like Shrotre Nahi, Shaddan Shrunoti, Manasahi, Kaman Kamayate. These are all various other mantras. All of them tend to only say that there is no need for a Devata. Series of mantras are there in Brihadaranyaka itself. And because of these Upanishad Vakyas, Purvapakshi says, in one place Devata is accepted, in another place Devata is rejected. Therefore, Shruti is Viruddham. And therefore, Shruti is Apramana. This is Purvapakshi's matam. Then what is Ekadeshi's matam? He reconciles by concluding in the wrong way as usual. Ekadeshi intention is good. He says, eyes are independent and we do not require any Devata. Indriyams are Swatantram is his argument. Indriyams are Swatantram is his argument because the Upanishad says clearly. And what is the Pramanam for him to say Indriyams are Swatantram? In Brihadaranyaka, third chapter, second section, fifth mantra, we saw just now. The Upanishad clearly says, Chakshusha Rupani Pashyati. Naturally, we will ask Ekadeshi, if you say Indriyas are Swatantram, how you reconcile the first Shruti Vakyam, wherein it says Devatas are there behind the Indriyam. He says Devatas are mentioned for Upasana only. They are not there really to bless anything. They are there for only Upasana. Devatas are not required. Therefore, Swatantram Indriyam is his conclusion. Independent Indriyam. Now Siddhantin has to answer the objection and the 14th sutra is the Siddhanta Sutra. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. What is the conclusion of Vyadavyasa? The conclusion is Devatas are required. Only with their blessings like Jyotihi. Jyotihi means Agni Devata, etc. Agni Devata is the presiding deity of Vagindriyam, the Indriyam of speech, talk. Walk. And if you remember, we talked about the Devata of every Indriyam in Tattva Bodha. Please refer to Tattva Bodha. Shrotrasya Dik Devata Tvacho Vayuhu Chakshusa Suryaha Rasanaya Varunaha Granasya Ashvinau Iti Jnanendriya Devataha. These are all the Devatas for Jnanendriyas. It says Shrotrasya Dik Devata. Dik Devata is for hearing. Tvacho Vayuhu, Vayu Devata is for the touch. Fak. Chakshusa Suryaha, Surya Devata for the eyes. Rasanaya Varunaha for taste, Varuna Devata. Granasya Ashvinau for breathing, for smelling. Ashvini Devatas. These are the Jnanendriya Devatas. Then what about Karmendriyas? Vacho Devata Vannihi. Vannihi means Agni. Agni is the preceding Devata for walk, speech. Hastayoho Indraha, for the hands, Indra Devata. Padayoho Vishnuhu, for Padam, Vishnu is the Devata. Payor Mrityuhu, for the excretory function, Mrityu Devata. Upastasya Prajapatihi, for the reproductive organs, Prajapati. Iti Karmendriya Devata, these are the Karmendriya Devatas. Then for the Antakarnani, Manaso Devata Chandramaha, for Manas, the preceding deity is Chandrama. Buddher Brahma for intellect, Brahma. Ahankarasya Rudraha for ego, Rudra Devata. Chittasya Vasudevaha for memory, Vasudeva is the presiding deity. So one can worship the presiding deities to enhance that particular quality. A lot of memory you need, go to the corresponding Devata for each one of them. So these are the various adhishtana devatas of various sense organs. Therefore, Vyasacharya says adhishtana devatas are required. Then if one asks, what is the logic for that? There is no logic for that. Why? Because devatas are apaurushaya vishayas. Or apaurushaya vishaya, there is no logic. They are not available for pratyakshadi pramanas. Pratyaksha pramana, anumana pramana and all cannot reach them. We can give only shruti as pramana in support of that. There are overwhelming shruti vakyas in support of that. In several places, there are various shruti supporting this view, and in smriti vakyas also. In Bhagavad Gita, he signed the 18th chapter, adhishtanam tata kartam, karanam cha pratakvidam, vividhas cha pratakcheta, daivam chaivatra panchama. So without daivam factor, the adhishtana devata, no transaction can take place. That is why whenever any organ has a problem, in Prayaschitta Kanda, there are, you know, sections in the Shastras for doing antidotes. Prayaschitta Kandas, the scriptures, there is the propitiation of that relevant devata. If their blessings are not required, how they want to prescribe parihara karma, for example, do Surya Namaskara for better eyesight. They make all those things. Arogyam Bhaskaradi Chet, if you want healthy things, ask to Surya Devata. So all these are possible only because of the presiding deities. And therefore, what is the logic? There is Shruti Vakyam. That is the logic. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis of the sutra. Jyotiradi adhishtanam tu tada mananat. That is the sutra. Jyotiradi adhishtanam tu tada mananat. We have got four words in this sutra. Jyotiradi is one. Adhishtanam, second word. Tu is the third word. And tada mananat is the fourth word. Tu means indeed. Jyotiradi adhishtanam. Fire, etc. That is Agni Devata, etc. They are the presiding deities. Then we have to supply of the sense organs, the Gauna Pranaha. Sense organs are Gauna Prana, that we should remember. Mukhya Prana is, and Gauna Pranas, we should know the definition very clearly. Sense organs are Gauna Prana. Tada Mananath. Tada Mananath, and since it is revealed by Shruti, this is the running meaning. Now we have to see the significance of each of these words. Jyotiradi. Jyotihi means Agni here. Adi means etc. And Jyotiradi means Agni Devata, etc. For each organ, I told you the preceding deity, all deities. Therefore, all the devatas. So Jyotiradi is actually here, Napumsakalinga, Prathama Ekavachanam. So it goes with Adhishtanam, which is singular. So the next word is Adhishtanam, Adhishtana Devatas. Adhishtanam refers to Adhishtana Devatas. Fire, etc. are the preceding deities, Adhishtana Devatas. Tu means it is meant to negate the Purvapakshi. Purvapakshi nide nishedartha. To negate Purvapakshi's view, the term tu is used. Tu, that means indeed or certainly, in spite of your objection, this is meant for Purvapakshi. And even to say, you do not require an adhishtana devata, what do you need? For example, if they are going to argue, you do not require an adhishtana devata, what do you need? You require the blessings of Agni Devata. Why? To say that statement, vacho devata vannihi, if you want to speak, you need the blessings of Agni Devata. So only when the Vag Devata blesses, we can even talk. Otherwise, one may have a locked jaw. One cannot even talk. That is why on occasions, the doctors are not able to say why certain thing happens. And that it is indicative of the withdrawal of the anugraha, of the blessings of the devata for that time. And why does the devata withdraw the anugraha? That question also will come. We are saying devata withdrew the anugraha, so a particular function is not happening by the sensor. Why should devata withdraw the anugraha? That is actually a separate issue though. But that again, not because of the devata's whims and fancy. Devata does not decide, okay, let me withdraw the speech function from this guy. No. All these are due to Purva Janma karmas only, Punya Papa karmas only. For example, when the Papa karma leads to a stroke in a person, A punya karma may manifest subsequently and the person will become all right for some time. Sometimes one may be paralyzed for lifelong. Then only in the next janma, it may get released even. Therefore, devatas are very, very important. And then the last word in this sutra is tada mananat. Tasya amananam. Tada mananam means tasya amananam. Tat means the devata, adhishtanatvam, that particular fact. What is the fact here? That every organ is presided over by a devata. Every organ is presided over by the devata. That fact is amananat. Shruti statements. These are the Shruti statements. They reveal that. A plus mna dhatu. Here it's abstract noun is amananat. Panchami. So amananat means because of the Shruti statements. This includes smriti also. And what is the Shruti statement? We already mentioned Aitareya Upanishad, second chapter, fourth mantra. That is the statement also. And also the Mundaka Upanishad statement also we said, third chapter, second section, seventh mantra, in which it was very clearly said that the Devata Amsha at the time of death goes back to the Devata. The Devata Amsha goes back to the Devata. And then Shankaracharya quotes a Vakyam from Mahabharata itself. Actually, into splitting into three. What are the three? Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, Adhideva. Very nicely, he splits in parts. Whenever Srishti is talked about in all the Puranas, whether it is Bhagavata Puranam or any other Puranam or Mahabharatam, all those Puranas, they will talk about Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, and Adhideva aspects. All these three will be mentioned in all of them, whenever they talk of Srishti. So, Adhyatma is the Jiva, Adhibhuta is the world. And Adhideva is Ishvara or Hiranyagata. Adhi Devata Amsha. This tripod, this triangular, that alone makes life happen. This triangular, Adhyatmam, Adhibhutam, Adhidevam, all three, they make life happen. And the Mahabharata quotation is from the third chapter, first section, first mantra of the Shanti Parva, I guess, where it says, Vak Adhyatmam iti prahuhu, Brahmanaha Tattvadarshinaha Bhaktavyam Adibhutam Tu Vannihi Tatradi Devatam. Vak Adhyatma Miti Prahuhu Brahmanaha Tattvadarshinaha Bhaktavyam Adibhutam Tu Vannihi Tatradi Devatam. Similarly, Chakshuhu, for Vak Devata is mentioned in this shloka. Similarly, for every one of the Indriyas, there are separate shlokas which mention each one, like Chakshuhu, Shrotram, all of them. And the next question will be, how do you answer the Ekadeshi? Vanniki Tatra Devatam, Vanni Devata, Agni Devata is the Adi Devata for Vak. That is what is mentioned in the previous shloka, Mahabharata shloka. Now, how do you answer the Ekadeshi now? And the Purupakshi. Ekadeshi says, it is Swatantram. Indriyas are Swatantram, independent. Because we don't see the Devata, that is his contention. For that we have already answered, Devata's presence is revealed only through Shruti Pramana. So you have no right to negate the Devata because it is told by Shruti. You have no right to negate Shruti. Devata is not seen, not because it is not there, but because it is apaurusheya vishayaha. For apaurusheya vishayaha, only Shruti is Pramanam. Veda alone is Pramanam. For example, without a microscope, if one says there is no microbe, what can we tell him? Microbe you don't see, not because it is absent, but you don't have the relevant instrument to see. Similarly, for Devata, relevant instrument is what? Is Shruti scope only, like microscope. For stars, it is telescope. For devatas, it is Vedoscope. Amiji coins the word Vedoscope. So you should accept this particular aspect. You cannot refute. That's what we tell the Ekadeshi. Then Purupakshi asks, if devata is required, how do you then account for the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Vakyam, where devatas are not mentioned? Because we just now read those Chakshushahi, Rupani, Pashyati, all those things in the Arthabhaga Brahmanam, we just quoted. And in that, when we saw this, see these mantras, there is no devata mentioned. Then how do you account for the Upanishad Vakyas where devatas are not mentioned? Is the Purvapakshi's question. For that we say, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Chakshusha Rupani Pashyati, all right. It does not mention the devata, that also is all right. But non-mention of the devata is not the negation of the devata. Non-mention of the devata is not negation of the devata. For example, in our class, let us say Rama came to the class. It does not mean Krishna did not come. Therefore, mention of the Chakshur Indriyam is not the negation of devata. The devata has not been mentioned there, that's all. It is not negated. That's what we answer to the Purva question. Then the last question is, why did the Upanishad not mention the devata there? This, at least for our own satisfaction, we should understand. For this we say that Brihadaranyaka portion is a discussion, it is contextual. That is why interpretations cannot be just like that given. It is a contextual interpretation. I told what is the context here. It is from a section called Arthabhaga Brahmana. It is one section in Brihadaranyaka. There is this Arthabhaga, a student or a challenger. He challenges Yajnavalkya in Janaka's court. That story I have already told you earlier. About Janaka, Yajnavalkya going to Janaka's court. Janaka wanted to find out who is the best among all those great scholars. And he conducted a test. So all that thing we have seen sometime earlier. So Arthabhaga Brahmana is a student, Arthabhaga, and he challenges Yajnavalkya. And he asked about only the Adhyatmam and Adibhutam in his question to Yajnavalkya. When he challenged him, he asked a question relating to Adhyatmam and Adibhutam only. The question was only related to these two. Adhyatmam mentioned as Graha. In that mantra that I read, it is mentioned as Graha. And Adibhutam is mentioned as Atigraha. So Graha, Atigraha, Prashnaha, Tatra. That is the only question. Because only these two were asked without reference to the Adidevam, Yajnavalkya replied for those two only in his answer. Not that he wanted to skip it. The student asked only these two factors in his question, and Yajnavalkya answered to those factors only. Therefore, do not misquote that particular section and negate Devata. This is what we tell Purvapakshi. This leads to then another bigger problem, which Vyasacharya is going to deal with in the next two sutras that we will see now. Next adhikaranam, seventh topic, Jyotiradhyadhikaranam, Pranavata Shabdhat. That is a sutra, Pranavata Shabdhat, 15th sutra, 4th pada, 2nd chapter, 285th running Brahma Sutra. In the first three adhikaranams of the 4th pada of chapter 2, Gauna Pranas were talked about, and the next three adhikaranams, Mukhya Prana was talked about. And in the seventh adhikaranam, so six adhikaranams are Gauna Prana and Mukhya Prana. Now in the seventh adhikaranam, we discuss the Gauna Prana again as to whether the 11 karanas, 11 sense organs function themselves or they are blessed by the devata. That is the context we have already outlined that. And Vyasacharya says, they function with blessings of Adhishtana devatas only. The creation is triangular. Triangular, when I say, we should understand Adhyatma Madhibodha Madhidevam. And all the interactions in the creation, they involve all these three, Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, and blessed by Adhidaiva. All interactions in the world. So if a person asks that I do not see Adhidaivam blessing the Karanam, we say that Adhidaivam comes under Apavarishaya Vishaya. That also we have seen. And it is beyond Pratyaksha and Anumana Pramanas. So the Vedas teach only that which is beyond Pratyaksham and Anumanam, logic and scientific study. Now, since there are 11 karanas, sense organs, we say there are many devatas also, 11 devatas, and this is the meaning of the first sutra we just saw. Now, the next sutra, the 15th sutra, Pranavata Shabdat, this current sutra. For this, first, let us do a general analysis before we go to the discussion. From the previous sutra, we understand that the karanams are blessed by the presiding deities. And they are all Chetana Tattvam. The presiding deities are all Chetana Tattvam, Agni, Vayu and all that. And we also know all karanas are meant for the utility of Jiva, who is also a Chetana Tattvam. So the devatas are Chetana Tattvam. The Jiva is also Chetana Tattvam. And behind the karanam, there is a Karta Jiva and a Devata also. That's what we saw. From the Chakshurindriyam, there is a Karta Jiva is there, and also the Chakshur Devata is also there, Surya Devata. So every karanam is backed by two Chetana Tattvams, namely Karta in the form of Jiva and Adhishtana Devata. So if there are two Chetana Tattvams behind a karanam, which one becomes Karta, Abhokta? That is a question. Which one between the Jiva and the Adhishtana Devata, which one becomes Karta and Bhokta? The doer and enjoyer. So if the hand, for example, is doing a particular action, I try to lift something with my hand. So behind the hand, there is the Adhishtana Devata, Indra Devata, we already told. And also, and I, the Jiva also as a Karta, both are there behind the lifting function. Now the question is, who is the Karta of the action of lifting something? Is it Indra or the Jiva? Or partially both? Once the question of Kartrutvam, doership comes, it is followed by Bhoktrutvam also, that is the rule. Whomsoever does the work, he enjoys. That's all, or suffers. Whether Indra is Bhokta of good and bad karma, and or the Jiva is the doer of the, is the Bhokta of good and bad karma, that is a question we have to ask. How the Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam are explained? Whether the karanams are directly connected to the Jivatma, the Karta, are connected to the Adhishtana Devata, in this case Indra. Whether the Jiva or Devata is accountable or responsible for the actions of the hand. Finally, where we are coming, see. Who is responsible for my action? Me or the Adhishtana Devata? Or Adhishtana Devata? See, Vyasacharya says, even though Adhishtana Devata is responsible for action, without the blessings of the Adhishtana Devata, an action cannot happen. So even though Adhishtana Devata is responsible for the action, Adhishtana Devata is not accountable for the activities. And it does not incur punya papa for the action of the sense organs, even though the blessings of the Devata is required for the action. Surya Prakasha is required for our action, but Surya Devata is not accountable for our good and bad actions. Jiva alone is linked to all the karanams. Jiva alone is the operator of the karanams. Jiva alone is the user of the karanam. Jiva alone is Karta. And Jiva alone has to face the music bhokta also. This is the essence of this sutra. Now we will wrote the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning as usual. Pranavatha, that is the word. The sense organs are connected to the Jiva only. That's what it means. Pranavata means the sense organs. We are talking about Gauna Prana, we have already told. The sense organs are connected to the Jiva only. Shabdat. Shabdat. Shabda means here Shruti. That is revealed by the Shruti. Therefore, Jiva alone is Karta and Bhokta is the conclusion. Now let us see the significance of the words. Pranavata. Pranavata means with the Jiva alone. And here we have to add, with the Jiva, the connection of the 11 sense organs, 11 karanams are connected to Jiva alone and not to the Adhishtana Devatas. And Vyasacharya says, Shruti Pramana itself makes it clear that Jivatma is connected to the sense organs and not to Devata. What Shruti Vakyam he has in mind in Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 12th section, 4th mantra. Yo Vedam Idagum Jigraniti Sa Atma Gandaya Granam Ata Yo Vedam Idagum Abhivyaharaniti Sa Atma Abhivyaharaya Vak Abhivyaharaya Vak Vak Ata Yo Veda Idagum Shranavaniti Sa Atma Shravanaya Shrotram. Wherever Jivatma says, I smell this object, that Jivatma alone smells. He is the Karta, the subject. the agent of the action. And the grahana indriya, the grahana indriya in the jivatma's instrument, let us say the nose or whatever, and not the adhishtana devata's instrument. The grahana devata indriya is the is in the jivatma's instrument. Therefore, I am the subject as both karta as well as bhokta. And Shankaracharya gives some additional reasons also. Suppose we take adhishtana devata as the subject of the action. Suppose there will be two problems. One problem is, in every individual, there are how many organs? 11 organs. Therefore, 11 activities are there, as hearing, eating, talking, all that. And the adhishtana devatas are also 11. So how many subjects will be there in every individual now? Behind every body, there will be 11 subjects. And therefore, the meaning of the word, I will not be one, but 11 different subjects occupying the body. How are we to manage the 11 subjects now? There will be plurality of kartas and bhoktas, and that is first dosha. And the second problem is, since each activity is done by different subjects, backed by each devata, no devata will know the activity of the other, because each is different. One cannot know the activity of the other. If hearer and writer are different, for example, somebody hears, somebody writes the notes, they are different, there will be problem of coordination between them. One subject for cooperation is needed. He should govern hearer and the writer. So this can be done by one subject alone and not by the adhishtana devatas, 11 of them. There is constant I that connects all the sense organs, and that is done by one jivatma. Therefore, one jivatma alone is karta and bhokta. Now let us go to the next sutra. Tasya cha nityatvat. 16th sutra, 4th pada, 2nd chapter, 285th running Brahma Sutra. Here also an argument in support of the 15th sutra. The previous sutra is given. Actually, this is the extension of the previous sutra. In the previous sutra, what was said? There it was said that Jivatma alone is Karta and Bhokta, the doer in Jaya. Even though Adhishtana Devatas, they bless the sense organs. And here Vyasacharya says, Jivatma is connected to the organs, not only in this birth, but eternally in every birth. All bombshells. Jivatma is connected to the organs, sense organs, not only in this birth, but eternally in every birth. That is why at the time of death, the Jivatma quits the physical body, all right. But when Jivatma vacates the house, what happens? Jivatma is very careful in taking away the 11 organs with him or her. Jivatma is very careful to take away all the 11 organs belonging to him. In Bhagavad Gita, it says, 15th chapter, Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramati ishvaraha grihitvaitani sanyati vayurgandani vashayat. As the air, the prana, takes away the aroma from the source, that is the flower, for example, the ganda. Similarly, the atma takes, atma jivatma, takes the 6 sensory faculties from the physical body, it casts off during death. To the new physical body, it is going to acquire because of the karma, the karmic, the cycle. So jivatma holds on to the karanams, the sense organs, while leaving this body. And later, after death, during traveling, it holds on, it carries and goes to the next new body. It keeps the karanam in the new respective golakams. The power of sight will be in the Chakshurindriyam, the Chakshur Golakam, the eyes. Like that for every one of the Golakams. So the experiences are new, feelings are new, but the Karanams are the gathered Karanams. I would not say new Karanams. The gathered Karanams, and Jiva is permanent Karta and Bhokta. Even though experiences are new, feelings are new, Karanams are same. Adhishtana Devata never becomes Karta and Bhokta of the Jiva's actions. The Adhishtana Devata does not even temporarily borrow Kartrutvam or Bhoktrutvam. Therefore, Jivatma is connected to the 11 sense organs. Jivatma with karanas alone chooses the body for gathering specific experiences. The very travel, the loka or the shariram it chooses for Jivatma's experiences of that. It is all not acceptable. I choose the body and the Adhishtana Devata have some other choice different from I, the Jivatma. No. Therefore, Jivatma alone chooses all these things for its own experience, and therefore, Jivatma alone is Karta and Bhokta, not the Adhishtana Devata. Now we will do the word analysis. Cha, cha means moreover. Nityatvat. Nityatvat means due to permanence. Tasya. Tasya means of that connection. Connection means what? Jivatma is always the Karta and Bhokta. Now let us see the significance of the words. Nityatvat. Nityatvat, because of the permanence. Tasya means of that. Here, tad means Jivatma, the Karana Sambandha, which we take from previous sutra, Jivatma and Karana Sambandha. The cha indicates the conjunction. So the additional information, in addition to previous sutra, is conjunction here. How do we know that Jivatma Karana Sambandha is Nityam? The association with karanas is nityam. How do we know? In Tarka Shastra, Jivatma Karana Sambandha is not nityam. Tarka Shastra, it opines that at every new birth, new body and new organs are obtained. But Vedanta Shastra thinks otherwise. Sense organs are carried from this janma to another janma. In fact, we will say even next physical body we carry. We are going to see actually in the third adhyaya, first adhikarana. We are going to see some of those details also when we go to the third chapter. Here we confine to the 11 karanams only, 11 sense organs only. See, so the question comes as to how do we know this? In the present janma, one may be blind, for example. And in the next janma, he may have eyesight. This is not because of the availability or non-availability, but it is because of the obstacle of papa pratibandha. That makes the Adhishtana Devata withdrawing the Shakti. Papa Pradibandha. Once the Papa Pradibandha is not there, he will get back the sight. Plant has all the karanams but does not have the golakams. Jivatma has 11 karanams, but whether they function or not depends upon what? Karma only. Our confidence that this happens is based on what? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 4th section, 2nd mantra, we have seen this. Eki bhavati na pashyati ityahuhu. Eki bhavati na jigrati ityahuhu. Eki bhavati na rasayati ityahuhu. Eki bhavati na vadati ityahuhu. All that thing. And chakshushtova, murdhnova, anyebhyova, sharira deshebhyaha, tam utkramantam pranaha anutkramati, pranam anutkramantakam sarve pranaha anutkramanti anutkramanti. We saw this particular mantra also earlier. They all go along with jiva, all pranas and sense organs. Also the gauna prana, the 11 sense organs, they go along with the jiva. And they also travel along with the jiva atma at death. And we have smriti pramanam also, Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, we already quoted. Shariram yadavapnoti yachapit kramadishwaraham krihitvaitani sanyati vayargandani vashayati. 15th chapter, 7th mantra. 8th mantra. 7th mantra. So therefore, Jivatma Karana Sambandha. Jivatma and the sense organs, the Sambandha, the association is Nitya. That is permanent. Therefore, Jivatma is Karta and Bhokta of the particular Shariram and the activities, actions. And Shankaracharya, he gives some more arguments also. He says that if the Adhishtana Devata becomes Karta and Bhokta of activities behind the Karanam, then for example, I will live in Bhuloka, therefore my Karanams will experience Punya Palam as also the Papa Palam in Bhuloka. And if the Adhishtana Devata is a Bhokta, let us say, the consequence will be what? That Devatas will experience not only Punya Palam but also the Papa Palams existing in Bhuloka as also the Narakaloka perhaps. The same Indra and Agni are Adhishtana Devatas. They will experience Sukham and Dukham of all the Devatas. And they will not go to Swargaloka at all when they are here. So they will experience Punya Papa, Sukha Dukham and all that. But Shruti, what does Shruti say? Devatas, they experience only punya phalam, sukham. And they will not experience papa phalam. Because of enormous punyam, they have attained devaloka. And this statement will be falsified if it is the bhokta of my punya papa also. Because my punya papa is always, it can be mostly predominant. Punya and papa, we don't know. And the final argument is that the adhishtana devata cannot experience sukham and dukkham through my karanams in my body. Why? Adhishtana devata cannot experience sukham and dukkham through my sense organs in my body because adhishtana devatas have got their own sense organs. Indra, Agni, Varuna, Yama, all those devatas, they have got their own sense organs. And punya papam in their higher lokas. In Devaloka also, they have got their own punya papas. By going to Swargaloka, Indra has his own physical organs. How can he experience sukham and dukkham with respect to my punya papa? Therefore, Jivatma alone is connected to Ekadasha Indriyani, the 11 sense organs. With this, the 7th Adhikaranam is over. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. 8th Adhikaranam, Indriyadhikaranam. Ta indriyani tat vyapadeshat yatra shreshtat. Ta indriyani tat vyapadeshat yatra shreshtat. 17th Sutra, 4th Pada, 2nd Chapter, 286th Running Brahma Sutra. So the distinction between Mukhya Prana and other pranas, there is Gauna Prana, sense organs, is pointed out first. So let us see the general introduction to this Adhikaranam with three sutras. This Adhikaranam has three sutras. Here also Vyasacharya, he deals with Gauna Prana only, sense organs. Here Indriyam, Indriyam means sense organs, Adi Gauna Prana. And Vyasacharya deals with more fundamental questions. And the question here is, why should we accept there are sense organs in the individual at all? Why should we accept? Naturally, a person will be bewildered as to how this is possible. The Purvapakshi asks, why sense organs be accepted as separate principle? You have already talked about the Mukhya Prana, and we said there all physiological functions as different faculties of one prana. We have already told about that. This we did in this 12th Sutra also, where we said Pancham Vrittir Manobadhi Vyapadishyate. Vyapadishyate, we already saw in the 12th Sutra of the same Pada. So we said functions are many, tattvams also. Now we take all 11 prana as ekadasha vrittayaha of one prana. All the 11 pranas as ekadasha, 11 different functions of one prana. So prana has now 16 different features. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, 5. And also these 11, so it has got 16. Why should we have the gauna prana at all? There is no need for gauna prana. So the topic analyzed here is whether the sense organs should be considered as separate principle tattvam or whether we can include all sense organs and functions of prana in prana itself. Whether gauna prana can be taken as a separate principle or whether it can be taken as separate feature of mukhya prana is the question. And the 5 features of mukhya prana are not taken as separate tattvam, we already know. They are, but 5 vrittis of one prana. Like for one antakarana, there are 4 vrittis, mano vritti, chitta, ahankara. Here also 5 vrittis, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. Similarly, why cannot we take sensory functions also as one prana tattva? That is the question. In Vedanta, what we have done is, the 5 physiological systems we have taken as prana, all put together as one prana. Prana, apana, udana, that's all physiological functions. And the analysis is, why should we take the function as separate tattvam? The problem is what? In this regard, is vague actually. And they seem to contradict. And therefore, we have 3 stages again. Wherever there is contradiction, Purvapakshi will come, Ekadeshi will come, and Siddhanta has to refute both. So Purvapakshi Matam, Ekadeshi Matam, and Siddhanta. And Purvapakshi would say, Shruti contradicts itself. And therefore, it is not valid, apramana. This is based on the 2 Shruti statements to show the seeming contradiction. First is the well-known Mundaka Mantra we have already seen, 2.1.3. But the sense organs are taken as separate tattvam. We have already seen this mantra. Etasma jayate pranaha manaha sarvendriyani cha kam vayu jyotirabha prithivi vishvasya dharini. This mantra we have seen. Mukhya prana and indriyas, the gauna pranas are taken distinctly. Etasma jayate pranaha manaha sarvendriyani cha kam vayu jyotirabha prithivi vishvasya dharini. So they are mentioned distinctly. And the mantra says that origination of mukhya prana separately. Etasmat jayate pranaha. Prana is originated separately. All sense organs known as gauna pranas are separately mentioned as originating from Brahman in the same mantra. So the very fact that they are enumerated separately, that reveals that they are separate tattvams, principles. But in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it gives a contradictory idea. In the first chapter, fifth section, 21st mantra, Tayetasyaiva sarve rupam abhavan, which means all sense organs assumed the form of mukhya prana itself. All sense organs, gauna pranas according to us, they assumed the form of mukhya prana itself. Actually, before that, there is a context. We should understand contextually. All sense organs, they were created by Brahmaji, let us say. And each one got tired after functioning for some time. Doing the same function they are doing, they got tired. So the Kala Tattvam attacked every sense organ. Eyes get tired if you see them continuously. And so also the other sense organs. And all of them, they got tired when used continuously. But Prana Tattvam that maintains the life never gets tired. Better it not get tired after constant use. And it goes on during the entire Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, and also in Sushupti Avastha. So when the sense organs get tired and take rest in Sushupti, prana is still working. Mukhya prana constantly works, goes on. So the sense organs decided that if we take the prana rupam, they can also work tirelessly. We won't get tired at all. They can also work tirelessly. So sense organs took the form of mukhya prana and therefore only they got the name gauna prana. Why they got the name gauna prana? Because they assumed the form of mukhya prana. This is a story occurring in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Therefore, sense organs should not be taken as separate tattvam and be taken as prana only. That is the argument. It's not a separate tattvam at all, but should be taken as prana only. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad equates prana with sense organs, while Mundaka Upanishad shows them as different, separate. So Purvapakshi says, there is contradiction and therefore Veda is a pramana. Now comes Ekadeshi. He says, the second option alone should be taken. All sense organs must be included with the Pancha Pranas. They should not be counted as separate tattvam at all based on the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad statement. Then we ask the Ekadeshi, how do you reconcile the Mundaka Vakyam then? For that he says, it need not say Upanishad casually enumerated them separately. It need not have said that. It casually enumerated them. That's what he says. The usage of a word is meant for the purpose of clarity alone. It is said. Man is a thinking living being. If you use the word, man is a living being, it includes female also. There is a man and woman. And when we say man, it includes female also. They also have thinking faculty. That's what it means. Even if you separately don't say. Similarly, Ekadeshi says that prana includes indriyas also, and indriya is sometimes separately enumerated and sometimes it is not separately enumerated. So all sense organs are different functions of prana and are not separate tattvas. This is Ekadeshi matam. Then comes Siddhanta. He has to answer both these guys. Now let us see the general analysis. Here Vyasacharya says, sense organs should be taken as separate tattvam. Sense organs should be taken as separate tattva. And the argument in favor of that is what? They are given separate name in the Upanishad. The specific name is what? They are not called prana, but they are called indriyani. Sense organs' name cannot be applied to prana. This is the significance of the first sutra. Now we'll see the word analysis. Te, first word, tha is te. The secondary pranas are specified indriyani as sense organs. tat vyapadeshat, because of the specification as sense organs. Tat vyapadeshat means because of the specification as sense organs. Sense organs are supplied. Anyatra, they are distinct. Gauna prana, sreshtate, mukhya prana. So now we will see the significance of the words. Te refers to gauna prana, 11 in number, indriyani, they are specified. We have to supply that. They are specified as sense organs. In the second chapter, first section, third mantra of Mundaka Upanishad, we read. Tad vyapadeshat, because of such specification as sense organs. Anyatra means distinct. So gauna pranas are distinct from mukhya prana. That is the conclusion. Gauna pranas are distinct from mukhya prana. Next sutra, Beda Shrutehe. Beda Shrutehe, 18th sutra, 4th pada, 2nd chapter, 287th running Brahma Sutra. An argument here in favor of sutra 17 is given. And here the sutra says, the Upanishad distinguishes the sense organs from prana. Beda. It distinguishes sense organs from prana. The name is separate and discussions are also separate. And because of separate discussion, they have got separate status also. Gauna prana and mukhya prana. This sutra talks about separate discussions in the Shastra. In Brihadaranya Upanishad, first chapter, third section, seventh mantra is quoted here. Devatas and Asuras, they fight continuously. And the Devas want to have Adrishta Palam. And they wanted to do Omkara Upasana. Devatas want to do Omkara Upasana. So each organ wanted to do this Upasana. Vak Indriyam, it did Upasana. And other organs followed the practice. When they practiced the Upasana, the Asuras got worried. Because with extra strength, the organs cannot be defeated. Therefore, Asuras disturb the sense organs not to practice the Upasana. They always come to disturb. And because of the attack from Asuras, the sense organs did papas at times. They were not focused in their Upasana. They committed even sins. So with ears, we hear good things and also we hear bad things. So also in the case of the other organs like eyes and all that. So in the Brihadaranyaka Mantra 1.3.7, after exhausting all the resources, the sense organs requested the prana to do the Upasana. You do the Upasana. We are not able to be concentrating. And when prana was doing the Upasana, the later destroyed the Asuras. When prana was doing the Upasana, the sense organs, they concentrated on destroying the Asuras and made the Asuras incapable of attacking them. So if you throw, for example, a cloud of earth on stone, the stone will not get destroyed, but the cloud of earth only will be broken to pieces. Hence, the sense organs are elaborately discussed in this particular section, and later prana is discussed separately. This indicates that they are distinct tattvas. Therefore, the conclusion is what? Sense organs are separate and pranas are separate. That is why Beda Shrutehe is the sutra, Beda. Now, let us do briefly the word analysis. Beda Shrutehe, because of the differentiating scriptural texts, they are different. Differentiating scriptural texts, Vedas, Vedic texts. Now let us see the significance of the words. Shruti here, Beda Shrutehe, the Shruti here means Vedic portion. And Beda means the differentiating or discriminating or separating Shruti portions. So Prana and the Indriyas are separated. So in Shastra, the word Atha, Atha generally refers to the Prakarana Beda. In English, we start a new paragraph when we take a new topic, generally. When you take a new topic, you start the new paragraph. So here, Atha indicates that Indriyas are separate Tattvam and Pranas are separate Tattvam. To indicate that is used there. So with this sutra is also over. We will stop here and we will do the next sutra in the next class. That's next week. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य परसमहेश्वरः पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।